Point of attack is behind the back. Treat him any way that you choose. Take a little time off. Don't hurry back. You ain't got nothing to lose.
James Samuel Cornbread Harris, playing the blues, which is what his band does, every Friday night from 6 till 10 at the Loring Pasta Bar, 327 14th Avenue Southeast in Dinkytown. But for a music pro, Cornbread's career got off to an inauspicious start during lessons at St. Bernard's School on St. Paul's East Side.
It was all right, except they had this ruler thing that they measured your hand by how much punishment it could take. You made a boo-boo on your music and they tap your hands. And this seemed like it was more than a tap. So I just couldn't take that. So I went and started skipping lessons. I take the money from home and go to the store and buy goodies for my friends.
The experience with piano lessons caused Cornbread to give up lessons, but not music. He picked up things here and there from other players he would meet, and his rudimentary version of In the Mood and pieces like Chopsticks entertained his army buddies.
When I got out of the service, I went downtown to Smith's Music Company, 10th Street, 10th Avenue, and I got a guitar book. And the guitar book had the chords. So then I'm the chord is...
For years, Cornbread did labor jobs in packing houses and foundries by day and pursued music at night. His busiest time was when he played with one of Minnesota's first rockers, Augie Garcia.
We were doing the rock and roll. Way down deep, you dig the scene. Knock on the door and it opened with ease. A lusty little zip says, come in please, do the River Road Boogie. Do the River Road Boogie. Do the River Road Boogie Boogie all night long. You knock on the door, open with ease. A lusty little miss says, come in please, do the River Road Boogie. Do the River Road Boogie. Do the River Road Boogie Boogie all night long.
In your musical career, where did the blues really come in?
I went over to Rondo. They had some pool halls and stuff over there where they were doing the blues. And I'm listening to the blues, and I'm humming my cowboy thing to it, but I'm hearing more to the blues than I'm hearing from the cowboy thing. And I'm thinking, man, I kind of like this. And so the blues was...
Cornbread Harris, an old-style two-fisted piano player, up in his 80s. He's been full-time in music since age 64, when he quit the last of his labor jobs. Cornbread estimates that he and his band have been holding forth Friday nights at the Loring for 8 or 9 years.
I'm one of the few people that have a gig that long and a promise that the only way I'm going to get out of that gig is to die. That this is a lifetime gig. The management, just, I don't know. The bartender, the waitresses, they keep telling the boss man how pleasant it is to work in the establishment. And they keep hearing my songs, you know, you would think they'd get sick of them, but they don't.
No, they don't. Cornbread and band play at the Loring Pasta Bar this and every Friday from 6 till 10. Cornbread's web address is Cornbread Enterprises, spelled with a Z.com. The Loring's is loringpastabar.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.